Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, May 10th. Permian Basin firms plan water conference. The story was written by Ruth Campbell. A number of players in the Permian Basin oil and gas industry will be taking part in the Oilfield Water Markets 2021 conference set for May 12th and 13th at the Hyatt Regency Frisco. The conference is a large multi-day event dedicated entirely to marketplace issues and full-cycle oilfield water management, the website said. It will be held in person. Many of the speakers can only be heard here this year, and all are influential in the industry, the site details. Jim Summers, CEO of H2O Midstream, and Zach Neal, Senior Vice President of Corporate Development at Pilot Water Solutions, are two participants with their feet in the basin. Both will be on panels. Summers' panel will be on the intersection of ESG fund flows and oilfield water management. ESG stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance, and refers to three central factors in measuring the sustainability and societal impact of an investment company or business. Quote, I grew up in traditional gas midstream sector, which was the idea that once oil is produced, or gas is produced at the wellhead, the collection, gathering, the treatment, processing, the transportation of that all the way to end user, even the natural gas processing of liquids, all of that has sat in what I call midstream oil and gas. That's where I spent the bulk of my career, Summers said in a phone interview. Traditionally, water was kind of an afterthought on a vertical well. With the shale revolution, much more water is being used. Quote, what happened with shale was that the business completely transformed logistically. It was really impossible, or at least very problematic, to try and truck that in, so my background in gas processing and gas transportation are very applicable. We could apply the same principles of gas gathering to water gathering, with pipeline to processing to distribution, transportation, and storage. All those concepts were being repeated in water, so we looked at it and said we think that it's a new midstream market. We think we can professionalize that market. We think we can think about water more like a resource or a commodity than a waste, and we can change the nature of the game. ESG has been at the heart of that, but that's not what we started with. We just thought economically it made a ton of sense, so that's why we talk about water midstream, and specifically why we wanted that in our name, Summers said. Continuing the quote, now it's really about applying best practices. Where are there successes and failures that our peers have had, or that producers and customers have had that we can implement into our business? Are there opportunities to do different things together? Are there collaboration opportunities? How do we work together as an industry? Can we align around things like safety? ESG is a great example, he added. It is analogous to me of safety in the 80s and 90s, where the industry competed, but we got together every year and we talked about best practices and safety. There was a common ground, and I think you're now starting to see at these conferences, and ESG is a great example of that, places where, although we compete for business with each other, in many cases there are common interests that we have for the good of the industry and the community at large. That's been exciting for me to be a part of that and to kind of lead in that space, Summers said. Produced water, he said, is water that comes out of the formation or the well. There is technology to bring produced water up to drinking water standards, but it's expensive, and it's hard to remove salt from it. Eventually, he predicts that the economics could make sense. Quote, you either have to boil the water or you can go through reverse osmosis processes, both of which use a lot of energy and are expensive. So it really is that question of removing contaminants to a level at which it can be used for a different purpose, Summers said. Neil, at Pilot, is focused only on water. Quote, Pilot's actually, it's a huge company. It's the 10th largest private company in America. The truck stops are the most visible, but Pilot owns interest in refineries. Pilot actually has a lot of wholesale diesel sales than any other company in the United States. It's a very large company. It's part of Berkshire Hathaway. We're very diversified. Water is just one of the segments, Neil said. For the most part, the water is injected back into the ground. In the mid-1980s, Neil said the Clean Water Act was implemented to protect groundwater resources, so the federal government, through the EPA, created a program called UIC, the Underground Injection Control Program, which created a series of guidelines of how to get rid of wastewater without impacting drinking water sources, Neil said. Quote, whenever you drill an oil well, for every barrel of oil that comes out in West Texas, typically anywhere between 1 and 10 barrels of brine water comes out of the ground too. So in the same geologic formation as oil, there is a ton of very, very salty water, and there's really not much of an economic reuse. Desalination is a lot more expensive than fresh water. The safest, cleanest thing to do with it is to take that water and re-inject it back into the ground into saltwater aquifers. That, in a nutshell, is what we do with it. The vast majority of our water comes in a pipeline, and whenever you pipe it, you save a lot of CO2, also road traffic, road maintenance. The most environmentally friendly way is to go through a pipeline with newer trucks with lower emissions, Neil said. Neil's panel will discuss the state of water midstream. Quote, we'll be talking about trends in the industry, strategic, financial, environmental, just any kind of general trends of how this industry is evolving, he said. Neil said he thinks it is doubtful that produced water will be used for more than it is currently. Using the produced water for fracking is the most common way to recycle it, he said. Quote, for something like agricultural use or drinking water use, the really tough thing is the salt component. It's so salty, and if desalination was cheap, you'd never have a drought in California. The really expensive part is taking salt out of the water, which anywhere in the world is extremely tough to do in a cheap way, Neil said. However, he said, anything is possible. Questions to ask your doctor. The story was written by Carol A. Cates, Chief Nursing Officer, Odessa Regional Medical Center. When patients leave the hospital, they are often sent surveys about their hospital experience. Several of the questions in those surveys ask about the communication they receive from their doctors, nurses, and other members of the healthcare team. Basically, those questions ask if those members of the healthcare team communicated with you in a way that you could understand. I completely understand the question. Sometimes in healthcare, we fall into medical jargon, technical terms, and acronyms that mean absolutely nothing to the average person. Just to give you an example, in the year 2000, I had an ACDF. Even breaking out the acronym for most people probably doesn't help much. Anterior cervical discectomy and fusion. But if I told you I had to have neck surgery and the doctor made the incision in the front of my neck and then with plates and screws and connected several of the bones of my neck together, I am pretty sure you'd know exactly what happened. The problem is that explanation is much longer than four letters or four words, and sometimes those of us in healthcare forget to break it out, and those surveys remind us that we have to make sure we are not drowning people in medical jargon. The thing those surveys can't ask, though, is if the communication is going both ways. Two-way communication is so important in healthcare. Doctors can speak in plain language and ask if you understand, but if you answer yes to the question, do you understand, when you really don't, the communication doesn't exist. In addition, doctors, as brilliant and good as they aren't psychics. Unless you tell them your concerns, talk to them about symptoms, and ask questions, they won't be able to help you. In a recent poll, physicians were asked the most common questions they wish their patients would ask them. They wish people would ask about preventative care and personal wellness. Doctors wish people would ask about their medications and why they are being prescribed. They wish they would ask if antibiotics are necessary instead of asking for antibiotics. They wish we would ask about our fears and not be embarrassed to ask about gynecological, urological, sexual questions, or to ask about odors or discharge, even when we don't know the medical terms for such things. They wish we would ask about our health risks related to our family history. And they wish we would ask about long-term effects of chronic health conditions. Doctors want us to ask questions so we really understand. And if they aren't answering our questions, they want us to keep asking until they do. Doctors want their patients to understand their health care and their recommended treatments. People who understand the whys of their health care are more likely to follow treatment plans successfully. People who ask questions and have good communication and a good relationship with their doctor are more likely to catch things early when they are the most treatable and avoid many health issues completely. The biggest piece of that communication is building a relationship with your doctor. That means finding a regular primary health care provider and visiting them routinely. Every time you visit the doctor, you should ask when you need to come back and then follow that schedule. Emergency rooms and urgent care clinics are very necessary, but they are not the place to develop a relationship with a doctor that will allow you to discuss things like preventative care, managing chronic conditions, or the many other things that need regular attention to keep someone healthy. The Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, AHRQ, several years ago put out a commercial that used to make this point so clearly. A man was at a big box technology store and was asking tons and tons of questions about a cell phone so that he made the right decision about which phone to purchase. Later, that same man was at his doctor's office and was given a serious diagnosis, and the doctor finished with, "Do you have any questions?" And the man was silent. Unfortunately, that happens far too often. People don't know what to ask, or they don't want to sound dumb, or ask a question that is potentially embarrassing. They ask more questions about a purchase than they do about their own health, even if it can affect their life in a very negative way. Please don't be that person. Develop a relationship with your doctor and ask questions. If you get nervous when you are with your doctor and forget, write down your questions before your appointment. Please help your doctor help you by communicating with them and having a relationship with them. COVID-19 news by the numbers. Hector County, 17,236 total cases, 370 deaths. Midland County, 17,433 total cases, 268 deaths. Texas, 2,913,480 total cases, 50,626 deaths. U.S. cases, 32,481,455 total confirmed cases, and 578,520 deaths. Find out more and where to get the vaccine at covidinthebasin.com or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/TZTRJLF. Here is an Odessa American quick hit. Lawn mowing, roof repairing assistance. The City of Odessa Community Development Department is offering lawn mowing and roof repairing assistance for residents who meet income and age guidelines. To qualify for lawn mowing assistance, a person must reside within Odessa city limits. Everyone in household must be at least 65 years old or disabled and be the homeowner, according to a city press release. Residents must also have total household income that does not exceed HUD low income limits. HUD low income limits range from $39,400 for a household of one to a combined total income of $74,250 for a household of eight. To qualify for the city's roof repair program, an applicant must reside within the city of Odessa, own the home in which they reside, and must be clear of any liens. Property taxes must have a balance of $150 or less. To qualify, a total household income cannot exceed HUD low income limits. For more information, contact the city's Community Development Department at 432-335-4820.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Can you advise me on using melatonin? Dear Dr. Roach, can you advise me on using melatonin? I am 69 years old, and I tried to do all the normal things to encourage sleep, like avoiding screens and caffeine and going to bed at the same time each night. I will take a 3-milligram tablet, and then if it doesn't work, I will get up an hour later and take another. What do you think? My doctor says it's okay to take with my medicines. MLCC. Answer. Melatonin is one of the safest sleep aids available, but unfortunately, it is ineffective for many people. Oddly, the use of lower doses often has better results than higher doses. Especially for older adults, I recommend 0.5 to 1 milligram doses, which are harder to find than higher doses, but you may be able to split a larger tablet.
Family and friends have doubts about widower's younger woman. Dear Abby, I am a widower. I lost my wonderful wife of 35 years to heart disease 8 years ago. I have had no relationships with women since then. Recently, I had the pleasure of meeting a very nice woman, Yvonne. She's 11 years younger and has never been married. We see each other socially and enjoy each other's company. We are both retired, have our own money, and neither of us is interested in marriage. My son and daughter, both married with children, are split in their opinions about this. My son is happy for me, but my daughter thinks Yvonne is too young for me and wonders why she never married. Some of my friends actually side with my daughter. At our ages, I don't think an 11-year difference is a big deal. Why Yvonne stayed single is none of anyone's business. Since her mother's death, my daughter has been protective of me. Am I wrong for enjoying the company of this woman after so many years alone? Signed, Lonely Widower in Arizona. Dear widower, no, you are not wrong. If you and Yvonne enjoy each other, you are both unencumbered and entitled to it. 11 years is not too great an age difference. Your daughter seems to be more possessive than protective. Seeing you with another woman, other than her late mother, regardless of age, may be what's really bothering her. If you want to allow your friends to run your life, I can't stop you. But I see no reason why you should allow them to dampen your enjoyment if all they can find wrong with Yvonne is her age. Could any of these friends be jealous or closely tied to your late wife? Dear Abby, I am the youngest of three. My brother is the eldest. Our sister died of cancer 20 years ago. It breaks my heart that he and his wife can't seem to decide whether they like me or not. Sometimes they are warm and inviting, but for most of my life they've been cold, critical, and distant. They create imaginary problems, blame me for them, and then keep me on the outs until they decide to forgive and forget. I've spent many hours crying about this. I have finally reached the point where I refuse to be hurt any longer and have chosen not to engage with them anymore. It has been nearly a year since we've had contact. My husband sympathizes with me and recognizes their behavior as odd and hurtful. However, he believes I should reach out once more because my brother is my only living sibling. I'm fearful that if I do, I'll be hurt once again. Your advice is greatly needed. Signed, Undecided in South Carolina. Dear Undecided, your husband is a kind and forgiving man who has not experienced the pain your brother and his wife have subjected you to with their mind games. Your brother may be your only living sibling, but it is an accident of birth. He is incapable of the kind of relationship you would like to have had with him. Having been hurt repeatedly, you are right to be fearful. You will shed fewer tears if you continue keeping your distance.
Horoscopes by astrologer Georgia Nichols. Happy birthday for Monday, May 10th, 2021. You are enthusiastic, active, and a great networker. You have a strong personality, but you protect your privacy. You are also passionate and seductive. This year will be gentler and more laid back. Nevertheless, your focus on partnerships and close friendships will be stronger because you are starting to see how important a close relationship to you really is. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th, 4 stars. This new moon is one of the best opportunities all year to ponder how you handle cash flow, earnings, movable possessions, and money. The proverb, a penny saved is a penny earned, is true. Do you respect your wealth? Do you take care of what you own? Tonight, expect money restrictions. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 3 stars. This new moon is a wonderful chance to think about how to improve your image. Take a realistic look in the mirror. What improvements might you make? Hey, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Tonight, challenges with parents and bosses. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 3 stars. This particular new moon is hiding in your chart, which means it's your chance to think about your inner spiritual world. This is important because your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. Take a moment to ponder the values that guide you. Tonight, you may feel lonely. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 4 stars. Each new moon is different and gives you a chance to make different resolutions. This new moon urges you to observe your friends and the groups to which you belong. Do these people help you and promote your best interests? Tonight, older people might be difficult. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 3 stars. This new moon sits at the top of your chart, giving you your best chance all year to make resolutions about where you are headed. Do you have 5-year goals, a 1-year goal? Goals can help you achieve your dreams. Tonight, an authority figure might be critical. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 3 stars. Each new moon is your chance to make resolutions. This new moon is urging you to think about what further education or training would improve your job or enrich your life. Might travel broaden your horizons? Travel is a great way to learn. Tonight, legal restrictions may chafe. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 4 stars. This new moon takes place in one of your money houses, making this the perfect time to take a realistic look at your debt and how you share money and assets with others. These financial arrangements include inheritances and insurance issues. Tonight, look at your debt. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 3 stars. Today is the only new moon that is opposite your sign all year. It's the perfect opportunity to ask yourself how to improve your closest relationships, close friendships, business partners, and marriage partners. Ideas? Tonight, don't let someone discourage you. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 3 stars. This is the best time all year to think about how to improve your health as well as your job. you also might see ways to improve how you take care of a pet. That's because of the current new moon that is taking place. Tonight, expect challenges to work and health. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 3 stars. This particular new moon is the perfect time to think about how to introduce more playtime and opportunities to be creative in your life. We are a work-oriented society. What can you do to achieve a better balance between work and play? Tonight, children and sports demand your attention. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 3 stars. Home and family are important. This current new moon is one of the best times all year to think about how to improve your relations with your family members and likewise, how to improve your home. Ideas? Tonight, respect a family elder. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 4 stars. We are social creatures. We need to be seen and heard. We also need to see and listen. The current new moon is your chance to make resolutions about how to improve your communications. That sounds daunting, but it's really just about how you talk and listen. Tonight, guard against negative thinking.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.